That guy's trouble.
If that's true, Griezmann had already signed with Barca in March. That's insane.
Now there's talk of Felipe Luis coming to Barcelona. I don't want a Boateng at left back situation.
Not every position has to have two all-stars.
Speaking of corruption,
the person walked in like in a small town with 200,000 put a bet on the Valladolid game.
Asisat Oshoala had a really nice goal.
No fear, so fast, so direct, so good with the ball like that.
Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson. This summer, we're continuing to put out the podcast on Patreon. Patreon's a service that lets you pay creators like us directly for the value we're giving you. This week, we're going to give you a sample of the bonus episode that we put out last Thursday on Patreon. We talked about how one guy who's high up in the organization at Atletico Madrid knew as early as March that Antoine Griezmann would be leaving and moving to Barcelona. We talked about the spending spree that Real Madrid has been on to try to revive their team. And there's a developing story about a match-fixing investigation involving players at Valladolid. And La Liga has apparently been using its smartphone app to spy on people. We talked about all of that, but the sample we're going to give you today is about Neymar and the many reasons we're glad he's not at Barcelona anymore. You know, we put out over 40 episodes of the podcast this last season, and the number of people listening every week, every month, grew a lot over the year. And we have big plans for next season and big dreams for the podcast in the long run. So if you're a diehard Barcelona fan like me and Gabriel, then you should know that this podcast is centered around you. We want to entertain you. We want to inform you, and we want to create connections between all of us. So when you become a patron, you get even more value. You can listen to the Monday podcast, commercial-free, and during the season, we put out these bonus episodes every Thursday, and right now, we're working on a new series of special episodes about great Barcelona players of the past, and that series will only be available to our community on Patreon, and it is a community. Our patrons are part of the conversation. They give us comments, ideas, feedback, and we pay attention to all of that. So if you're one of those thousands of people who listen to those 40-plus episodes, or even most of them, then join that community. $5 a month at Patreon is all that we're asking for the value we're giving you. You can join up and start supporting the show right now as you're listening to this sample. Go to patreon.com/BarcaTalkPod, and you can listen to the whole episode. We also have a link to Patreon in the episode notes. All right, here's the bit about Neymar.
Big news last week, especially, is Neymar. Mm. So, you know, before we start recording, I asked
you... Man, we just can't shake this guy.
No, I know. He's not even on the team.
I know. We're talking about this guy. It's like... I think we're still jilted, you know?
Yeah,
it's like totally. Like, I'm happily married. I've been with Megan for 5+ years now, but every now and then, I still think about my ex.
Yeah. That's how, I mean, and especially after she spurned you like that, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like what it could have been. It's crazy because, you know, before we start recording, I asked you, did you hear what happened? You're like, no. And I was like, I just spilt it on you. And you're like, whoa.
Well, we have to talk about that. Yeah, because I've been so out of paying attention to football, because last week I was at this big music festival and I was busy all day being either at a lecture, at a concert, in a master class. And meanwhile, I was hungover and exhausted the entire time.
Yeah.
I was not super on top of the football world. Sure. So you're my connection, which is good.
And I'm your Sherpa. So the first thing is he got injured in a friendly getting ready for the Copa America. He, again, hurt his ankle on a really just menial tackle. It wasn't anything hard or anything like this, but he just landed incorrectly. Mm. And it's the same ankle that he's had numerous operations on. And so he went off the field crying immediately on crutches. And so he's going to miss the Copa America.
Mm. That sucks.
Yeah. And just lately, he's just unable to finish seasons ever since he's been in Paris. Now, I don't know if it's something with the training or the training staff in Barcelona, but, you know, ever since he's been in Paris, he's been really glass. You know, he hasn't been able to finish seasons, especially in the height of Champions League campaigns. And he's been really fragile with that ankle.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at his ankles, they do look a little chintzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he got his ankles at IKEA. Just need that Allen wrench.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened. And then the following day he was accused of rape, essentially. Ugh. And yeah, so basically he had a liaison with a woman from Brazil who flew out to Paris before he got, you know, went to the Brazil training camp. And obviously they had been talking for a while. They met up in a hotel. They obviously hooked up. And, you know, this lady accused him of rape. And so he went on Instagram Live and basically showed the whole interaction between him and this lady throughout the whole time. And at the my first inclination was like, okay, maybe he is innocent because he's doing this. But at the same time, it's like, there's always three sides to this story, right? It's his, hers, and the truth, right? So, okay, he did that. But then the next day, apparently in Brazil, it's against the law to show pictures and, you know, conversations like that without the other person's consent. And that holds almost a stronger jail time than the actual rape accusation, which is crazy.
That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let's unpack that. So, okay, first of all, it does seem like, assuming that the allegations are true, which may not be a fair assumption, but let's, for argument's sake, just so that I can make this joke.
Sure.
Let's assume that. And then he's releasing this information. He's sharing this information publicly that he's not allowed to because he doesn't have consent to do it. It does seem like he has a real problem with the concept of consent.
Yeah.
Right. So I just wanted to make that dumb joke. And I do think it's worth pointing out legal accusations like this. I think it is important to believe women. Mm-hmm. I also think that there is always this, there's a problem with so many of those allegations with provability in court and all that sort of stuff. And it's a really sad situation. And I don't know how to fix it. So there's that. And that's a very hot political issue. And I don't want any hate mail. But I would say, you know, believe women, but also try and find proof. But more disturbing is, and I take personal privacy very seriously. You know, we don't live our entire lives publicly, even though we make this podcast. I believe in privacy and consent, you know, and all. So that's great that there's a legal mechanism that outlaws just sharing another person's private, you know, photos or communications publicly. But I don't understand why the penalty would be worse than rape. That to me seems like a very sexist sentencing policy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the policy is that way, but rather that it's going to be much easier to prove.
Oh, okay.
Right. And that he can actually go to jail for that on a stronger case because he did it on Instagram Live.
I see. Yeah, so basically, Neymar is nursing an injured ankle while also facing jail time for potentially two crimes.
Correct.
Great.
Correct. Yeah.
And then on top of that,
He wants to come back. Yeah. He's not happy in Paris, obviously, because Mbappe is the man. There's basically two camps inside the locker room, the Brazilians and everyone else. And basically, you know, Mbappe is the one that's playing all the time. We talked about his words when he at the French football gala where he said either I want to be the man here or at another project, which sparked a lot of rumors here in Madrid. And again, you know, ever since he left, you know, it's gotten worse, you know, and he hasn't been as productive. And, you know, he's in this kind of bubble where he just thinks he's above everything and everything is bulletproof, which it's not. So really what he needs to do is, you know, my advice for him would just to be, you know, get out of that, get seclusion and just focus on football again, man. Just focus on football. Be the player you were at Barcelona where you had that joy and everyone liked playing with you. You know, ever since he's been in Paris, it's been kind of this antagonist, especially against other French teams, but also he doesn't have that joy that he used to play with. And so I think he just needs to, you know, two steps back and just focus on football.
Yeah. Well, he has not been focusing on football for quite some time.
Yeah.
It's, I think, probably what he is rustiest at is focusing on football.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a real problem. I don't want him back.
Yeah, nor do I.
I think that if he did come back to Barcelona, he would improve. His mindset would improve because he would be in a better environment.
Sure.
It does seem like the PSG environment is not good for him. Because what Mbappe is saying also is so short-sighted. It's like, I want to be the man at PSG. Like, okay, you could be the man at PSG. That's fine. But what do you really get out of that? You'll win Ligue 1.
Yeah.
And then you'll get knocked out. And you might win the French Cup. You'll probably win the French Cup. But sure. Then you'll get knocked out of Champions League, you know, in the round of 16 or the quarterfinals every year.
Yeah.
Is that what you really want? Because I feel like what I would want from a footballer who I would idolize is I want someone who's really focused on football and focused on the team and winning the biggest trophies possible as many times as possible. I don't want a player who's going to be like preoccupied with whether or not they're the number one guy or the man at their club.
I mean, basically what he did in that gala was just put a line in the sand, you know, either mm-hmm. me or Neymar, essentially.
Right.
And on top of that, just using words to, you know, to say I'm the man and all that stuff. But again, it's just so toxic, you know,
exactly.
Like Neymar is just not mature enough to be the leader of a team. And I mean, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Like, especially when you have that talent, like all you have to do is just have really good work ethic and don't believe the hype. But man, he just has such an entourage with his dad and with other people. It's just, it's really toxic.
Join Patreon and start supporting the show today to listen to the rest of that episode and be a part of the conversation. Visca Barca.